getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, this is Russ Schlecht, and I'm the pastor at Eastside Church in Bothell, Washington. Yeah, I want to talk to you today a little bit about my own story and how it relates to a miracle that Jesus performed in Mark chapter 2. When I was in my 20s, I recognized that the faith that I'd grown up with as a child was essentially non-existent. My parents had a radical conversion to Christianity when I was 7, and maybe I'll tell that story later, but a radical conversion to Christianity when I was 7 years old, but by the time I hit my late teens and early 20s, the faith that I had as a child, I discovered wasn't really my own. It was more the embers of my parents' faith. And so I was a pretty broken up 20-year-old and lived a life here in the Puget Sound area that was, let's just say, less than godly, and was developing a reputation for myself that was pretty negative. And yet I still knew that there was something there that was beyond my ability to understand. There was this God figure that could be accessed in some way if I could just figure it out. The problem was I couldn't figure it out. And one day I was invited to attend a church in Mill Creek, and I actually attended this church service hungover, if you can believe that. I had played in a flag football league earlier that morning with a tavern and came to church all muddy and hungover from the night before of being out late. And the pastor of that church at the time, his name was Bob, he received me. He simply just said, "I love you." And that kept me in the door, and I kept showing up. And then through that relationship with Bob, one of his staff members invited me on a trip to China to smuggle Bibles. And I don't know what compelled him to invite me, of all people, on this trip, but he did. And I went, and he paid my way, $3,000 that I didn't have. And I went on this trip, and it was on that trip that I encountered the Lord, that I had my personal life-altering moment with Jesus, and I came home a different person. My point in telling that story is, there are many points to it, but one is that these men took a flyer on me, they took a chance on me, and they risked something by welcoming me into their lives, and one of them, in particular, spent money on me, you know, to take me to China. It was risky in that they didn't know how it would go, which way it would go, and how I would turn out, but God did something amazing, and I see this in Mark chapter 2, where Jesus is in Capernaum, and he's at home. And there's so many people that you can't get in the door to hear Jesus. And you know the story. It's a big crowd, and everybody wants to be near him. And it says that a group of people bring this man who's a paralytic to Jesus. And it doesn't say that they're his family. And in that day and age, we understand that family was to take care of anybody who was disabled. And it wasn't the family that brought this gentleman to Jesus. It was another group of people. And when they get there, it says that four of them actually carry this man up and bring him onto the roof of the house that Jesus is in. It might even be Jesus' home, we don't know. And break open the roof and lower this man down to meet Jesus. And through the course of all this, Jesus says, "By your faith, this man is going to be healed." And it's the faith of those who brought him. And so I just want to give you this encouragement today that God has surrounded you with people in your life that you may not understand their purposes for being in your life. But God has placed you there in that environment. And could you be the one that is to rip the roof open and create space for this individual, just to get them to a spot where they encounter Jesus? Because once they do, then all bets are off, right? Miracles happen. Jesus looked at this man, this young man, and said, called him son. And I'd never read that before until recently, but using that word to this disabled man, to call him son, maybe for the first time in his life, he was received, he was loved, and it changed him forever. But somebody had to get him in the room. For me, that was a man named Sheldon, who took me to China, who got me in the room. And I had an encounter with the Lord that changed me forever, and now I'm in ministry. For you, I don't know who it was that got you in the room and brought you to the Lord, but I wonder if there are people that God's placed around you every day, and he wants to use you in their life to maybe break a roof open and get him to Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Russ Schlecht of Eastside Church in Bothell. To find out more about the church, visit them online at eastsidechurch.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.